So today is Trinity Sunday, which is everybody's favorite religious holiday, right? You guys have had this marked and circled on your calendar for months. Maybe it comes slightly after Christmas and Easter. Really, it's a strange holiday in the church calendar, this Trinity Sunday. I think it is the only church holiday that is dedicated to a doctrine of the church. And it's a doctrine that's sort of a head-scratcher at that. The doctrine of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Trinity, can be hard to understand and hard to explain. If you think of it as a math problem, it just doesn't add up. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. But when I think of the Holy Trinity, I try not to think of the math, but I think instead of a family photo. Our one true God is not one standalone, all-powerful old white guy with a beard, but a strange family of persons whose existence is so woven together, they are one. This way of picturing God as a community of three in one grew out of the way people in ancient times and throughout history have experienced God. They had holy moments when they were struck by the beauty and immensity of the world, and they knew they were part of that good creation too. They were fearfully and wonderfully made, and so they gave praise to God, our Maker, the Creator of all things. At other times, they felt protected in harsh desert times in their lives, and so they gave thanks to our God as provider and as deliverer. Other times, people found freedom from all kinds of things that hold humans captive, or they found strength that they didn't know to help someone else find freedom. So they gave thanks to our God who liberates us. And still others were captured by a sense of certainty. Others like the Apostle Paul, who wrote about this, and later Luther, they were captured by a sense of certainty that despite their weakness and worst impulses, God saw them as worthy and loved them and could make something new and whole out of their brokenness. And so they praised God as merciful and gracious. People experienced all kinds of holy moments like these, and they said, aha, this is God. I have to tell people about this. And so they told the stories of these holy moments when they felt God come near to them. And others heard their stories and recognized the moments when they too had felt the nearness of God in this way. And eventually some of those stories were written down and compiled and became our sacred scriptures, and more people read them and heard them. And as they read and studied these stories over time, they began to see a pattern of the God who shows up as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Maker, Redeemer, and Sustainer. And seeing this pattern in Scripture, they began to speak of God in this threefold pattern in the way they spoke and told stories and worshiped. They greeted one another in worship, saying, as we do sometimes still say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. That is a greeting from the early, early church. And they began to baptize. They baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, as we still do. And they kept telling these stories of the God who shows up in all of these different ways. And as they told the stories, they kept learning how to see God showing up for them in their lives in these many ways. A few hundred years later, this pattern of speaking about God became the official doctrine of the Holy Trinity that is now affirmed by all kinds of Orthodox Christians today. And around that time, also the creeds developed that many Christian churches say, as we do in worship, the creeds that speak of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But to me, the importance of the Trinity is most clear. I understand it most clearly when I remember the time before it all became official, when it was just people telling about their experiences of God in the best way they knew how. When people were saying, yes, we see God in the hands of the one who made the moon and the stars. Yes, we see God in Jesus eating with sinners, blessing children, and giving up his life for our sake. Yes, we see God in the Spirit that brought comfort and power to the disciples in the confusing days after Jesus' death and resurrection, the Spirit that calmed and transformed their fear and made them bold to share the good news of Jesus far beyond their own communities, beyond communities of people who were like them, beyond what they knew. When we affirm God as three in one, we declare that we see God in all of these ways, and we also declare that God is not contained in just one of them. God is all of these things and much more. God is beyond what we can speak, beyond what we can calculate in a math problem or an equation. There's something else about the Trinity, too, about this idea. If God exists as a community of three in one, a family with each member always reaching out to the other in love, then we, who are made in God's image, we must also be made for community. We must also be called to reach out to others in love. We must also live most fully our humanness when we live as part of a great family. This is how Martin Luther described what church is, not a place or a program or even a set of particular beliefs, but the people gathered to hear the word of God, to hear the story of God's grace for them, and to receive the sacraments, to receive the presence of God in water and bread and wine. That's it. Church is not this building. It's not this particular time. It is the people gathered. It's us telling and hearing the stories of God's grace and receiving God's presence. Through the ages, we have received the stories of those who have discovered the God who meets us in so many ways. What are your stories? How have you experienced God's presence in your life, God showing up for you? What stories of holy moments do you tell? There is someone who needs to hear your story. Maybe how you experienced the gift of forgiveness, or maybe you found strength to forgive someone who hurt you and you discovered a relationship that was brought to new life. Someone needs to hear how God has met you in times of sorrow and struggle and joy, and has met you on ordinary, even boring days. And it's likely that you need to hear others' stories too. So on this Trinity Sunday, we remember that God is not contained in our experiences of God alone, that we need each other's stories to more fully know God, and that we are not made to be alone. As God is community, that community of three in one, we also are called to live in community. So thanks be to our God, the three in one, who made us to live and grow and witness together, who shows us how to love one another and gives us strength to love, and who makes us bold to reach out into the world, to share and discover God's presence each day in new ways, always reaching out to us, inviting us into the life of God, the three in one. Amen.